Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We all remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
We took part in it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's where you poured a bucket of ice cold water on top of you after you were challenged by somebody. Then you challenged three more people and you donated the $100 to Alzheimer's.
No, I think it was
ALS. It was the ALS ice bucket.
Yeah,
That's right. The thing was,
either you gave the money or you did the ice bucket challenge, but people started doing
both.
And then it
allegedly
morphed into people just getting ice dumped on them just because they wanted to look
right.
cool.
Yeah, it took away from the actual cause.
It still raised awareness.
It did. It absolutely did. But the Today Show is trying to force the next ice bucket challenge on us.
Okay.
It's called the Twizzler Challenge.
Twizzler?
The Twizzler Challenge. Twizzler's delicious.
Mm. Are they?
Yes.
I don't like licorice.
Well,
red and black licorice, they're two different animals.
Yeah. And Twizzler's got like the cherry flavor.
The red.
The red. So delicious.
All right.
Yeah. So it's where two people chew on opposite sides of the Twizzler, and then they meet in the middle and kiss.
It's like Lady and the Tramp eating spaghetti.
Exactly.
What do we do?
It's raising, what are you doing it for? It's raising awareness for autism.
Why?
Because
is this just like a way to promote Twizzlers?
No. It actually
is this
started.
The way Twizzlers getting a free commercial without paying for it?
No, somebody, maybe. It might be somebody that worked for Twizzlers. I don't know. But somebody tweeted the challenge during the Night of Too Many Stars telethon. And so the Today Show is picking up on it. It's cool.
Why wouldn't they do it with spaghetti? That just makes more sense.
Or sour straws.
Well, because they had Twizzlers. That person probably only had Twizzler around, and that's what they did it with.
But like Jenna, to Jenna's argument, what if you don't like Twizzlers? I mean, there is that element of society who doesn't care for licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to chew on something else?
I'm one of those.
You know, maybe for autism, you're willing to eat something.
I think I'd rather just write a check. I'd rather.
What's a long stringy? Well, beef jerky. No, you can't.
Kissing after eating meat is
the
gross.
Slim Jim challenge.
What
can we promote?
But that's so hard to chew and keep moving in.
But the taste, the aftertaste.
It's gross. I
can't even smell an open bag of jerky. You know I've never had a piece of beef jerky.
I'm talking about Slim Jims.
Isn't that
I know,
jerky?
But it tastes delicious.
Not really.
It's kind of chewy. It's easier.
It's more of a beef stick.
It's way easier to chew than a beef jerky.
The smell, there's something about it. I eat almost anything except mushrooms and hot dogs. Those are the only two things I don't like. And it makes me, the smell of beef jerky makes my mouth like water, like I'm going to, throw up.
I used to eat beef jerky for dinner.
I don't know why I don't like it. I love meat.
It's delicious.
My daughter
Slim
likes
Jims.
Slim Jims, too.
Oh, and then they snap, too, when you bite into Slim Jims.
Okay, so start the Slim Jim challenge for?
I don't want to take away from autism.
kids, you and Al.
Do
the Slim Jim for kids.
Slim Jim. I'm not doing it without.
Me and JC.
No, man.
Who's it supposed to be?
Probably somebody you want to kiss.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be kissing? Why can't we all eat Slim Jims for fun?
Because you meet in the middle. When you meet in the middle, you kiss.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I forgot about that part.
Kelly just wants a Slim Jim. Somebody please bring Kelly a Slim Jim.
I love them. I really do.
Now, also, American Sniper Chris Kyle's wife, she wrote a love letter on their anniversary, which was yesterday.
Nice.
And she wrote, my wife actually showed me this too. My wife cries at everything lately.
Mm-hmm.
But she cried because she read this. And it said, today, I have a choice. I can bury myself under the covers and acknowledge the pain of missing you and mourn the future anniversaries without you. Or I can celebrate never having a day without you in my heart because you loved me enough to leave me a lifetime of memories and beauty. And Taya Kyle wrote that yesterday, the day that would have marked their 13th anniversary.
Nice.
And she got more than 530,000 likes on it.
Wow. That's awesome.
Chris Kyle, the movie came out.
The movie's still out, or is it on DVD by now?
American Sniper. It's not on DVD. I don't know. Some theaters might still have it out there. But that's a pretty beautiful letter. And she's the one that took over his Facebook page, and she writes most of the stuff on there.
Mm, okay.
And also, did you hear? A 24-year-old football player decided to retire, and not because he was getting cut, not because he's not good. But because he said he had a choice, and it was keep playing football and keep hitting my head and suffer concussions and maybe irreparable damages in the future, or knock it out right now before anything bad happens to me.
That's amazing.
That's a hard decision, I would think, for an athlete.
He gave up like $3 million.
His name is Chris Borland. He played for the 49ers last season, for the San Francisco 49ers, and he was penned to be one of the best linebackers in the league this year.
Has he had a lot of concussions already? Is that the deal?
He says he suffered two that he was diagnosed with, but he knows that he has suffered mild concussions. And a lot of people that have played football or sports, I'm sure in soccer, Jenna, you played soccer. You hit your head, you call it, I got my bell rung, I'm going to go back in there. And that happens a lot with athletes.
I think it's just lately in the last few years since we've seen the football players and the specials, you know, and the real sports episodes showing, you know, what's happened as they get older and they're retired after all those concussions, you know, now all the studies that they've done. We didn't know that a long time ago.
It makes me wonder how they made it years ago and not had all of these concussions. Or, like you said, did we just not know about them?
They didn't know.
Because they've done all of these advancements.
The game's
gotten
harder, right?
Well, you know what?
But the equipment's gotten better.
The equipment's gotten better. They're training more. You know, players are just bigger. They're bigger and faster than they were back in the day.
And they're changing. And he talked to former players, Kelly, and they're telling him, some of them told him, it's not worth it. You know, is $3 million worth it when you're 50 years old and you can't remember your kids' names?
Oh, yeah. People taking their own lives over that. Yeah.
So he walked $3 million. Walked away.
Yeah.
Just like that. And I don't know what he's going to do, but it's not going to be making him $3 million.
Speaking engagements, I can tell you that.
Right, cell phone store.
Commentary.
Tomorrow.
Our dealership.
Everybody is going to be talking about what happens tonight, which is the Empire season finale.
See, I can't watch it yet because I have to watch episodes 2 through now.
Oh, you have to.
Go catch up because that's what it's 2 hours. Everybody's going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Snoop Dogg's on it tonight.
Dude.
2 hour finale for Empire.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in time to watch them all before tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to do three.
Excited.
I'm going to have to do 3 hours because I didn't see last week while I was out of town. So I'm going to do the last week and then boom.
Problem
two
with
hours
that.
For tonight.
You know they're going to leave us hanging.
I know.
Big time.
I know.
They're going to leave us hanging so bad it's going to suck.
Well, maybe you can get some scoop next week, right? Don't we have a couple?
Yeah, we're gonna have Yaz,
two boys coming
in,
right?
And Jesse in studio next week.
Two of the stars
on Wednesday,
next week.
7 a.m. But they haven't even started filming, I'm sure, for the second season.
Right? They don't know.
Tinder Bear's not into the show, Kelly. I saw.
He watched one episode.
Oh, it was just one episode?
Yeah, I mean, he tweeted somebody, I don't know, and JC's like so excited. He's watched one episode, just like me, but he watched a different one. He just kind of like, it was on TV, so he watched it in the middle. At least I'm watching them in order.
It's one of those shows where if you find out somebody's into it too, you get super excited.
Oh, yeah. Are you excited?
I got super excited.
You can call him and talk about it.
No, not if he's only watched one.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he'd love to hear you talk about it.
No, he probably doesn't because he wants to watch the rest of them.
No, he needs a new friend. Why don't you be his friend?
I am his friend. I friended him on Facebook finally.
Hey, Kelly's trying. You know, this is what Kelly's trying to do. She's
Kelly's
trying
Facebook
to get her boyfriend into the group. That's what she's trying to do.
He is in the group.
He's already in the group. But
then
but she's
what happens?
To further entrench
what happens
him
if it? I mean, I think this is going to go well. I'm optimistic about it. But what happens if it doesn't go well and you've integrated all of your friends?
Then
JC,
you gotta,
whose side do you choose?
Then you got to make Then you got to make a choice on in the divorce.
You gotta
who
choose
do you
already.
Get?
Yeah, you gotta. Who are you choosing when Kelly and Tinder will break up?
I'm only doing this because Jenna's making me Kelly. If Kelly and Tinder Wolf, because we renamed him Tinder Wolf, were to break up, based on the 3 times I have interacted with him,
bros before,
and the 8.5 years I have spent with Kelly Raspberry,
bros before,
I would have to go with Tinder Wolf.
I would too. I don't
Man,
blame
he's
you.
So cool. He's such a cool dude.
I do not blame you. Wow.
I know. I like him.
He's cool.
I like him. I had 2 or 3 drinks with him one time. It was cool. He's good.
I mean, I know that when we went to the movies.
He's so much nicer than I am.
Oh, he is.
Right? He's so much nicer than I am.
Yeah.
He's so friendly that you shake his hand and you can't help but to say, I like you.
You just want to have that. You want to hold his hand a little longer. You want to linger in that embrace, don't you?
Not about lingering. It's just, he's
didn't want to let go.
He's magnetic.
He's
right?
Good guy. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you got
he's
a good
He's mine.
Dude.
Back off.
He's magnetic, Kelly. If you want to go double dating this weekend, that'd be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
So Good Morning America on ABC had a competition. Bring Home to Your Hometown. It's that movie, that animated movie with Jim Parsons and Rihanna.
Yes,
yep.
Steve Martin.
Now, who won that competition? Let's take a listen to the clip where Rihanna announces the winner.
Can you hear me? I just want to say that we, yeah, we're matching, girl. But I just want to say that we are so amazed by the work that you've been doing in your community. We are inspired and we're so proud of you. And we want to bring home to your hometown. We're coming. We cannot wait to meet you, girl. Yes. Red carpet, baby.
That woman screaming, yeah. Not saying a word on that sound clip, is in studio with us. Everybody say hello to Cheryl Action Jackson.
Yeah. And get credit. Now I've really made it.
Check that off your bucket list, right?
This was so exciting. We were at the premiere last night, and I saw this happen live on Good Morning America last Friday, and I was just giggling at your reaction because I would have had the same reaction. Just, I don't think any winners ever had that kind of reaction. You could tell how much Rihanna loved it. Everyone, you were just falling to the ground.
Thank you.
I mean, what was the first thing going through your head when you walked out of your food pantry and you saw the cameras, and then you could see, I guess, a screen of Rihanna and Steve Martin and Jim Parsons in the studio? What was like the first thing going through your head?
You know what? Honestly, it was prayers answered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was really prayers answered, because we've been trying to feed the hungry, me and my staff of only four people in this North Texas community. And it started off really small, and now we're feeding thousands of people every month. And so I'm like, I can't keep doing this by myself. And I'm almost 50, and I have grandkids, and I'm like, God, I need help. I need help. And that's what happened. I said, oh, my God, he sent me help.
So what did you do? Just fill like an entry form? How did you
win this?
So I don't cook. So let the world know that I'm so sorry to my husband.
Because you have Minnie's food pantry.
I have Minnie's food pantry. I'm around food all day
long. Cook.
And our motto is feed just one. If you can't feed 100 people, feed just one.
Right.
So my husband says, can I be the one that you feed when you get home?
Aww.
You know? We'll go out to eat. But because of the snow, you know, in Texas, and I said, I'm going to cook for the next 3 days for my husband while we've been snowed in, right?
Right.
And so I was cooking, and I wasted, I took out bacon in the oven. And I wasted all the bacon grease right out the oven on my left foot. Third degree burn.
Ooh.
True story.
That's why you got the boot on, right?
That's why the boot is on, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they call me Cheryl Action Jackson. Normally I'm running around a lot, but no, I had to sit down. God sit my tail down. And I'm sitting down listening to Good Morning America while I'm working, still working at home. And then they said, do you have something you're doing in your hometown? True story. I submitted this on March the 4th. And the contest ended March 5th.
Wow.
So had I not been home, had not my burn happened, none of this would have happened.
That's what I'm saying, Cheryl.
I keep telling my mom, I procrastinated because you always come out with the best result when you procrastinate.
Right.
Well.
That just shows you. I mean, I thought you were just going off. I thought you didn't hear my question. I was like, no, I asked you how you ended the contest.
No, that's
but
it.
How
that's
everything
it.
Worked perfectly for
right,
this to
Kelly.
Happen.
You're exactly right.
So, Cheryl,
awesome.
Basically, you win this competition with Good Morning America, and you get the movie Home. It's an animated movie with Jim Parsons and Rihanna to premiere in your hometown of Plano, Texas.
Plano woman from Plano, Texas brought Hollywood here. How about that?
And boy, right. did you. Because the red carpet was last night.
Yeah.
And Kelly, I mean, they had
you and Jenna went. Right?
Everybody
yeah.
was there.
And you know what's even cooler is they, Rihanna and Jim Parsons, went to Minnie's Food Pantry.
Yes, they
Cheryl's,
did.
Cheryl's awesome place. And what did they do there for you?
You know what? They actually made the boxes. Rihanna and Jim wanted to know. It wasn't just for television. And
right.
that's what got my heart even more. They stayed with me. Mm. They walked our red carpet. And that's what the challenge is. You're talking about a challenge? We're challenging all the celebrities to come walk the red carpet for the hungry. Because they walk it for the Oscars. They walk it for the Grammys and all of this.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you do it for a real purpose, you know? Because
yeah.
we feel like the hungry should be celebrated.
Well, they walked it last night, too, for the premiere that you got to your hometown.
Yeah, thanks to you, this all happened.
And thanks to you. Jenna and I got to attend the red carpet last night. And I was wondering, because I hadn't met you yet, Cheryl, and I saw you on Good Morning America, but I didn't know exactly. Look, what's Cheryl? Our video guy, Nick, goes, oh, when Cheryl comes out, you will know who Cheryl is. Cheryl is the liveliest. She
Thank
lights
you.
Up the room, and you did, because they first got there. Jenna got the good spot. We got two spots. We got one for Dish Nation and for the radio show. Jenna
Let's
got
just
the
say who gets more attention, radio or TV?
Oh, we'll find out, Kelly. Tune in for that, Cheryl.
Yeah, because I'm standing there, and I got a great spot because our show's like, I mean, I'm right next to it. Goes Good Morning America, Extra,
Dish
Nation,
Entertainment Tonight.
You were next to Mario Lopez?
No
they sent correspondents.
They had the I don't even know who's on what. They had the Australian girl.
Oh, that girl in that little coral. Yeah. I saw the lady.
So they sent big people. So then we had a, Disney had a great spot right there. So I see Cheryl crying, doing interviews, like going down the line. And you look stunning, by the way.
Thank you.
You said they gave you that dress?
Yeah, they gave me the dress. They gave me 5 dresses, actually.
What? And you get to keep them all?
And I get to keep them all. See, that's what I'm saying. This is like real reality TV is happening to me.
And what did you bring sitting here?
Look, I feel this is my Cinderella slipper because of my leg. I only wear one slipper, and I told my mom, I was like, "Oh my god, I got some."
And so Rihanna gave you designer goodies.
No, Rihanna gave her. The people who styled me gave me these.
Oh,
yeah.
And then look, I have a Jimmy Choo purse.
Bless you.
Oh. I'm going to be
You know what? That's your Easter purse right there.
Hold on. Can I hold that?
Yes. Let me tell you. That's Easter. That's Christmas. That's everything.
That's bury me with my purse.
Exactly.
Is this a clutch?
Yes,
no, it's called
a clutch. Yes. Yeah. Is that going to be beautiful?
Oh,
I'm going to carry
awesome
everywhere
right
I go.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there when you came in with Rihanna, and y'all seemed like you really bonded. Did you get...
We cried so much together at the pantry and before we went. I'm telling you, it was amazing.
Well, did you get Rihanna's cell phone number? I'm not asking you for it. I just want to know.
I will tell you that I have direct connection to Rihanna. That's all I will say.
See, that's how you can tell Rihanna's a good person, because she really wants to be involved in what you do.
Yes, and I will tell you that Jim Parsons is a phenomenal person. Mr. Funny was crying at Minnie's Food Pantry.
Yeah, really?
Yes,
they were crying there. Well,
yeah. They made the boxes. And Rihanna was like, we have the same presentation as everything. So she's making her boxes, and Jim's looking at her. She goes, your box is not right, Jim. He goes, well, neither is yours, superstar. I mean, they were going back and forth, but they made like 20 boxes at the pantry.
Right.
Jim Parsons, literally, we talk about concierge. He literally pushed baskets out to the car. You know, they don't do that anymore, but we do it at Minnie's. And he literally pushed the boxes out to the car. So one of our clients was actually, their food went to the car, and Jim Parsons took it
for
them.
So the client shows up thinking they're just going to get their food, and they're met by A-list Hollywood celebrities.
And you should have saw their faces.
I can't even imagine.
And then Rihanna and Jim both joined Team Minnie's. And let me tell you this. Before she came in, she knew she was coming to the pantry. She said, I want to meet her. And I was thinking, we're going to meet at the premiere. No, she goes, tell her to go buy food for me to put up. She bought $10,000 worth of food. Rihanna bought $10,000.
Just on her own.
Dang.
Nobody asked her to do that.
Let me tell you this.
Wow.
This is what's good about them, because they wired the money in. So you know how people say, I'm going to give you something. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm spending this money. But is it going to they wired the money to our account. So we hit the account before we finish our transaction.
Wow.
Movie company.
Doubled. Their donation.
Yeah. They got $20,000 over from them.
Yes.
And I go to the grocery store, and my credit card gets declined for like $110.
Well, you know, they stopped my credit card. I was like, hold on. This is Rihanna's money. Y'all can go ahead and let this transaction go.
We're chatting with Cheryl Action Jackson. She won the Bring Home to Your Hometown. It was a contest for ABC's Good Morning America. Last night was the red carpet premiere. And I wasn't there, but I was watching you when you were on stage being interviewed by Good Morning America. And you were on stage with Jim Parsons and Rihanna, and you guys were all looking great. And at one moment, you started crying.
Yeah.
You're going to make it start again, JC. Stop it.
But I couldn't tell, because it was such a touching moment, because
give
Rihanna.
Her a Kleenex.
I could tell Rihanna was touched at that moment as well. And it was, everybody was just watching in awe, because there was a bunch of people behind them. Like hundreds of people showed up to see Rihanna and Jim Parsons and Cheryl. And at some point in that interview, you were overwhelmed by everything.
I was overwhelmed by everything, and then they asked me about my dad.
Yeah.
My dad died at age 58 on Father's Day weekend, and that's what made me question, what am I doing with my life? Because I had great parents.
Right.
And so I told them that my dad is gone, but my mom is the only thing that I have left, my only parent, Miss Minnie. So Minnie is not named after Minnie Mouse. It's after my mom, whose name is Minnie.
Yeah.
And so I told them I wanted to celebrate her, and they said, well, your dad is looking down on you now. And it's just been a roller coaster of emotions, because I'm happy for all of this, but I'm sad that he's not here to see that.
Oh, he sees it.
Oh, he's proud.
Cheryl,
he's proud. He's so excited for you.
Oh, man.
That was such a beautiful moment, because it was so real. And it was, and Rihanna, the way she was looking at you, like, she literally cares.
Yeah.
She really does care.
She is so, I kept asking her if she knew the magnitude of who she was and the level on which she was, and the level of impact that she can make with the nation.
Yeah.
80 million people on Facebook follow you. 40 million people on Twitter follow you. What are you going to do with this platform? How will you do good? And she goes, I'm doing it, Cheryl. we're doing it together.
She's sharing it with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's beautiful.
I said, that's exactly right, honey. And we are stuck together for life.
You are Rihanna's mentor.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Beautiful. So how would you say, how was the red carpet for you? Because that was the first, you know, Hollywood red carpet you've ever done. Was it was it a fun experience, or was it too?
No, I'll do it every day if I had to. Where's the next one? But, you know, it was crazy because people started chanting my name. And my husband said, "Did you hear that?" They're like, "Cheryl, Cheryl." I'm like, "Are they saying my name?"
Uh-huh. You're the reason we were all there.
Yeah. I understand that, but Rihanna was the real reason, and Jim Parsons was the real reason. I mean, if you just said we're throwing a red carpet for Cheryl Jackson, let's face it, Dish wouldn't have been there. I ain't got here yet. This is my first time on Dish, so thank you, Rihanna. Thank you, Good Morning America.
It's easy to chant Cheryl, you know, it's too, like, Cheryl, or you can chant Rihanna. Poor Jim. You can't go, Jim. We have some sound bites from the red carpet that basically you put on, Cheryl.
Oh, wow.
Where Jenna had the TV spot and JC had the radio spot.
Yeah, and I have no idea. We don't know. We didn't, JC and I hardly saw each other, so I don't even know how it went for either one of us.
So all of this is because of you, Cheryl. So thank you.
Okay.
We have a clip of Jenna talking to the director of the movie Home about directing Rihanna.
What is it like when you have someone as big as Rihanna and she's in there doing the tracks and directing her and telling Rihanna what to do?
You know, I laugh with her at the end of every session. We'd spend like 3 hours and we'd run scenes and turn down the lights and get really moody, or we'd turn up the lights and dance around. We'd try to crack each other up. I basically told her, who else gets to yell at you for 3 hours and get paid for it?
You got to boss Rihanna around. No one can say that.
You got to boss Rihanna around a little too, Cheryl.
I did. And you know what? Jim was amazing. I got to meet everyone. And that's what I told Jim. I said, now, did you have any idea that you making this movie was going to impact a world and change my life? And all of the producers and the directors were in the room crying. I had a stage with Rihanna, Jim, and all the producers and DreamWorks Animation and Good Morning America. And it was just me talking to all of them and thanking them for making such an impact on our life and on our community.
Now you would expect an A-lister like Rihanna to perhaps maybe show up a little late to a red carpet, right?
I mean, yeah, you would.
You would. That's what you would expect. It happens all the time. Right. That's how Hollywood is. Not to this one. Rihanna and Jim showed up on time, on the dot. And Jenna, you actually did get a chance to speak.
So here we go. They weren't talking. They weren't talking to many people. And I knew that it was going to be limited. And Rihanna's just like my dream. And so when I saw her.
They had the same manicure.
My stomach just dropped, because for me, I'm like, okay, I mean, I'm nervous and excited. And I had so many great questions ready. But then they're like, well, you're going to have to talk to both of them together, Jim and Rihanna.
You had nothing prepared for Jim?
No, I was ready for Jim, but I was ready separate. And there were such different types of people. Right. That it's hard to be like, okay, Rihanna, Jim, and honestly, you guys, I'm telling you, I don't even know if I got a question in, so why don't you just listen to more of the conversation that I had before the publicist took them away. I'm sorry that it's not going to be the most breaking interview, and I said something really embarrassing about myself.
All right, here's Jenna with Rihanna and Jim Parsons.
Oh, wow.
Can't believe this is happening. Interviewing some of the most famous people in the world, and I have sweat dripping between my thighs. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wow.
Great. Doing wonderful. So we're so excited to have you. Congratulations about Dior, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Throw that out there. Thank you. And congratulations on your wax figure.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Is it anatomically correct?
When?
I have not seen under his clothing. I got this about a week ago.
I need to see this.
Crazy creepy in person. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Jim, have you found it difficult living in his shadow through all of this?
That is not
I have had enough.
No.
Of being in his shadow.
I am
the superstar.
Are you tired of it? I couldn't agree more. Guess who ain't calling me? Dior.
That's funny.
No, seriously. And then I was, just as I'm about to ask them about the movie, the publicist grabbed
me. Like,
we're
away.
Done. And I go, I go, can I get a picture? So at least I got a picture.
Well, you should have seen when Jenna said, I have sweat dripping down my thighs, Rihanna looked at the camera like, oh my God.
That's too much information.
I have the best photo to show you guys later of her face looking at me like, gross. I thought she might feel me on it because it was hot. But I was sweating. It was out of control.
No.
So there was so much I wanted
now
to
you got to get Botox on your thighs.
Right.
Cheryl, you saw what's going on the TV row of the red carpet
for
the premiere of Home.
Yeah. Right.
Let's take a trip over to the other side of the world.
Yeah, because then the corner turns after the TV, and they skipped a bunch. You know, there's so much media there.
Too much.
And they turn the corner, and then I don't see him again. I know JC's on the other side, and I'm like, oh, I hope he at least gets a good question in.
So I'm having a groundbreaking interview with former Bachelor Jake Pavelka.
Bachelor Jake was there. Okay. We ran into each other.
Now, Cheryl. Yeah. When you have a big star and then you see another big star head in your way, what do you do?
You push him out of the way.
That's when I saw Brianna.
You pushed Jake Pavelka out of the way.
No, you did not.
I don't remember,
Cheryl. I would have. I'd been like, bye.
I think it was more like I was trying to be nice about it, but I was like, all right, Jake, Rihanna's coming. Something like that.
Did you lay a hand on him?
I think so.
You're supposed to stand on top of Jake to interview Rihanna.
I will preface this by saying this. I went on Twitter afterwards because I felt so bad, and I apologized to Jake. Because I was like, Jake, I am sorry.
Jake, call me.
Yeah, Jake, my bad, bro.
No, this is how these things go. Sometimes you just have to say, no, I don't want to interview this person right now because you don't want to miss the big one.
But JC was standing there. Nobody was talking to JC. So Jake Pavelka took pity on JC to walk up and kill some time. And here comes big Rihanna. He's like, out of here.
Later, Jake.
Bye, Felicia.
Hey. Right.
So here I am.
That's professional, JC. It's all right.
Keeping it professional with Jake Pavelka when Rihanna is starting to walk my way.
I'm standing here with Jake Pavelka, former Bachelor. What have you been up to, Jake?
Man, a little bit of everything. I actually work for Emmitt Smith now over at his real estate company.
Right.
So you get to work with Pat Smith all the time?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a beautiful woman.
It's part of the job.
What's Emmitt like to work for?
He's one of the most amazing, genuine people you could ever meet. It's fantastic.
Are you single now, married? What's going on?
Me? Dating. Actually, you know what? I am just out of a relationship.
Just out. Single again.
Single again.
Sorry, Kelly Raspberry's taken now.
And here comes Rihanna.
All right, I'm going to try to get Rihanna real quick.
Jenna?
Okay. Jenna's single.
Oh, damn. You gave him a pat on the shoulder. You didn't even say bye. You didn't even say bye.
What do I do? What do I do, Al?
What do I do?
You hear he's hitting. What about Jenna? Out of the frame.
If you're watching the video on Kid TV, I'm like half paying attention to Jake. I'm looking down the red carpet the entire time because I'm like, I am not missing Rihanna.
You didn't even respond to his sentence.
Wait a second.
I don't even know what he was like. I get to work a pet. All right, I'm going to try to interview Rihanna real quick.
He could have called me the worst name in the world. I've been like, that's great, Jake.
Did that really just happen? Oh,
that happened.
See, now I know how the girl at the club, when you got like four or five of them and one of them not, you know, not the hot one
that's
in the group.
What it is.
I know how the hot one does walk up.
Now you feel it.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I gotta go over here.
Oh my
god! I love that last ditch. Jenna.
Oh my gosh! What I'm about to tell you guys is gonna rock your world.
What?
I had no idea this happened, and I had to go over to do an appearance at
a
car dealership. So as soon as I was done, so I'm saying hi to some people behind the barricades, you know, the fans that had shown up, and someone goes, "Is that the guy from The Bachelor?" And I turn around, and Jake, I guess it was Jake, was approaching me, and I was saying they were talking to fans, and he started to approach me, and I totally just iced him and walked away. In my car.
I was like, man, that show does not like me.
At least I iced him for Rihanna.
Jake, you come talk to me. I'll talk to you anytime.
Oh, my God. He was probably coming over to say hello.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like, I just looked right past him and walked right by.
Jenna.
I'll buy you a bucket of beer.
Man,
we'll have a good old time, Jake.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so we're on the red carpet for the movie Home, which was put on because Cheryl Jackson won the competition.
Cheryl Action Jackson.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, so you pushed Jake out of the way.
So, Cheryl. Jake is now gone because Rihanna's coming my way.
Right?
Oh, gosh. Okay, good.
Right?
So this
thanks to you, Cheryl, I got to interview Rihanna.
Yes! Let's see what you did.
I know. I was just as excited as you were. All right. Let's take a listen.
Let's see what you did.
And then we'll compare and contrast Jenna's interview and my interview.
I don't think I got a question.
Because I had Rihanna by herself.
No, you the hope and optimism, and Ms. She doesn't know the show as well as we do.
Yeah, yeah.
She really thinks JC got something good.
Oh, I did.
Hey, I didn't get anything good.
I did. It's so good. Shannon, hit my interview with Rihanna, please.
Hit it.
Rihanna! Hey, Rihanna. Hi, Rihanna. How are you? I love you.
She said hi. She said hi to me.
Hey.
There you have it, my exclusive interview with Rihanna. 2 hours of waiting.
Oh, there's Jake in the background.
Watch your kid TV.
Go get Jake.
There's Jake. You should have called Jake back.
Oh, Jake, you want to finish this interview?
Why didn't? Okay, there's Pat Smith. Why didn't you interview Pat Smith? You didn't recognize her, did you?
Because you,
I did. I knew. I knew
why
Pat Smith?
Pat Smith?
Because I was just reeling from the interview with Rihanna.
Look at him. He's still saying Rihanna. Rihanna. You're still.
Oh, did your heartbroken? We were outside for 2 hours.
Why didn't you interview me? What's up with that? Well, you didn't
I didn't know. Remember, I said what's up to you. I said
yeah, you did.
I was like, Cheryl, I'm gonna hold everything off for tomorrow.
Yeah, you did. I said, I'll see you, Dish Nation.
Yeah, and then she said the Dish Nation.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Yeah, Jenna got her.
Oh man,
Jenna got me. That was
Cheryl just gave me that.
Dish Nation. Yeah, they were like, you gotta go. I was like, no, I cannot go. That's Dish Nation right there. You know, they're like, okay, well, come on, come on, one more.
Yeah, I gave you a hug. I was like, man, I'm gonna talk to you so much tomorrow.
Yeah.
What about Jim Parsons?
Oh, so then.
Oh,
you think? Okay, Rihanna passed me by. She said, at least she said hi, made eye contact. We had a connection.
You got a little wave.
We got a wave. I touched her slightly.
We saved the best for last, right here.
We always do, Al.
All right.
Then Jim Parsons is coming up, and he's by himself as well. And this time I did get it. Here's my interview with Jim Parsons.
Jim. Jimmy!
Oh.
Hey. You lied to me.
That was the girl that told me they were coming to me.
Oh, boy.
So.
Jake! Come back, Jake!
That's crazy.
That good thing you got Jake out of the way.
You know what? There were like 86 media outlets there from what I was told.
It was a lot.
Really? So there was a lot.
For them to do like the regular, the cameras first, and then they were, like you said, everything was starting on time. So I admired that for them not having people wait.
They were nice.
I'm telling you, I was like, I got past the velvet rope and stood out there in my outfit.
Oh,
and
baby,
I was like, what would Rihanna wear? And I stood out there and like buttered up a security guard so he let me stand there so they couldn't pass me by. I was like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
You got it, girl.
By the way, Jake, if you're listening, I am sorry.
No. It's too late for
you. No,
Jake,
not Buck,
I am sorry. I shoved you out of the way for Rihanna.
I got his business card.
I am
later and
see,
apologize.
So sorry.
I've done this so many times. Talking to a 3 or a 4. A 10 walks up. Now, the 3 and the 4 is interested. She wants me, and I want her until the 10 walks up.
I know.
I go over, talk to the 10.
You had no chance with the 10. You had a chance with a 3 or 4.
10 gives me the hand.
Exactly.
Then I go back looking for 3 or 4. Mm-mm. It's too late.
It's too late.
3, 4 gone.
I know. So, you know, but the big star here is Cheryl, because let's keep talking about Cheryl.
Cheryl, and of course, she wants it to be more about Minnie's food pantry than about herself.
Yeah.
Hey,
I get
this
that
has
vibe.
Been amazing.
It's, yeah, we want to get your everything out there for you, because you're going to be on TV a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to entertainment tonight. Did you hear?
No!
Yeah.
So there were so many surprises. So entertainment tonight wants me to be the red carpet correspondent
for home.
Thank you, Kelly.
I mean, you've been a keynote speaker for AT&T, for JCPenney, for Walmart, Experian. I mean, do you know, I seriously think you're about to blow up. I think everything you've done.
Can I get this on tape? I need this entire tape right now.
This is your demo reel.
Wow.
This is it. Like, you're about to blow up, Cheryl. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When I blow up, I'll be the same person just saying hunger is not acceptable. My real dream, honestly, is to blow up so I can write my own check for my own food pantry. So
there
I don't be in my corner crying saying I got to pay the light bill.
There you go.
Now, you're saying you only have 4 employees?
4 employees.
One of them being your son that you did not bring with you this morning.
Oh, and I am, and you know what? He talked about you too. He's like, Mama, did you see Kelly? I was like, no, I don't think. I said, I don't remember seeing her. I said, she said she was coming. And so he validated that you arrived. So we got to do lunch, Kelly.
Oh,
I would like
bring
that.
Bring your son.
Yes, I want, yeah, he's a hottie.
He is a hottie.
You have a boyfriend, Kelly.
Black men love Kelly.
I
know it.
Black
men. With red hair. It's the hair.
Is that right?
And then full lips. Gone, Kelly. It's the hair. The
well, that's
lips.
A little.
Hush. Don't tell my secret. Don't tell my secret. Shut
up.
Where can we get more info for everyone else for Minnie's?
Yeah, just go to Minnie'sFoodPantry.org. Minnie'sFoodPantry.org. And I just want to challenge people that $1 provides 3 meals. If everybody just give $1. Wow. See, this has been my cry every single time. Just give me $1. So that's all I want to ask.
Everyone can do a dollar.
Yeah,
you've been open
something.
7 years.
April 1st. And I was trying to decide, what could I do for my 7-year anniversary?
Mm-hmm. This
and,
is it, girl.
I was like, what can I do big for our 7-year anniversary? And then Good Morning America calls. I was like, okay, done.
I don't think anything will compare.
Done. Right. Lucky number seven. We're going to be on Good Morning America today.
And you owe it all to bacon grease.
Bacon grease.
Because you burnt
God
your foot.
Works in mysterious ways.
God will work through bacon grease, y'all. Yeah, I'm telling
amen,
you.
Amen. Amen. It's through your pain. I always tell people, through your pain comes your passion, and everything right. explodes. And that was pain, but look at what exploded.
Man.
There you go.
Yeah. Right place, right time. The show was on at the right time.
Amen.
You just sent it in, and you win the next day.
Last day. Right, bacon grease.
Well, sure. Yeah. Thank you
thank
for everything,
you.
Because without that, I mean, you're doing a wonderful thing, and you brought a wonderful thing
thank
for
you.
All of us to
yeah.
experience.
But
thank
you.
Thank you.
Mostly thank you for Minnie's Food Pantry.
Thank you. That, yeah. Now, y'all have to come out one day.
I will. I feel bad that I haven't been.
Bring the crews, and y'all come walk the red carpet as a team.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's do that. Let's do that. We promise.
Anytime.
All right.
We'll put all the information up at KidNation.com if you want to get involved with Minnie's
yeah,
Food
and
Pantry.
And the interviews.
And interviews will be up as well. But
you.
Definitely check out Minnie's Food Pantry. Cheryl, thank you so much. Good luck with your trip out to L.A.
Thank
and whatever
you,
comes your way.
Oh, you ain't coming back from L.A. They're not going to let you go.
I'm coming back, Kelly. I'm coming back.
You got too much shine, Cheryl.
Shine on. Thank you.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Time for Trip a Day. 6 seconds to L.A. to the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards could be yours. Call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
I was going to sneak it in. 800-5-GEEK. Get out. Busy.
We'll do it quick. So we're looking for call number five. Call number five. Get in here. Thank you.
Get in here.
And, while we do that, by the way, coming up, we have love letters to Kelly. And also, you remember Philip with two L's because one L
sucks.
He has his first street bit for us.
Really?
He went out for St. Patrick's Day, so we'll play some audio on the streets with Philip.
I'm trying to pass on the torch, Kelly. The street bit torch. People think it went out. It's still been lit.
Really?
And I'm passing it on.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for passing it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it doesn't go out when you pass it on. Did you guys see the video of a little baby that keeps laughing? It's going viral online.
Laughing baby videos are common. Yeah.
It's the one where the kid can't stop laughing at the sound his mom is making because she's eating some
chips.
Is this
one good, better than all the others?
We'll find out. Okay. I think all baby videos are hilarious. I should turn it on. Here you go. Eating potato chips. It's incredible
laughs.
What video will go viral.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you just
and
never
people
know.
There's people out there that are trying to make a viral video every day and can't do it, and then this does.
Yeah, because Kelly, I'm sure you have some funny videos of Emma Kelly that never went viral.
Oh, yeah, you and Emma Kelly's stuff.
How did that not go into like a full-on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, I'm surprised Hollywood should have been beating down your door.
It was too long. I think they need to be like real quick.
Like, you
need
mini episodes.
Yeah.
We like had the whole TV show written for them.
It was like 3-minute episodes. And Kelly was sure that we were going to get in contact with Nickelodeon, and that we were going to get famous.
You guys should do an Instagram show.
Now it's too much.
That's too late.
Too much work.
She's over.
Emma Kelly's
15 seconds too much.
My daughter's too old, she's 8.
She's like 8 now. Yeah.
Over the hill.
That moment has passed us by. It happens. We got our contestant on the phone. I think we're prepping her.
Yeah, we're going to play 6 seconds to L.A.
By the way, we've played this in the past to get you to the beach. Libby, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, aww. By the way, I forgot to mention that we need kids to play this because it is the Kids' Choice Award. How old are you, Libby?
12.
12 years old. You're perfect. We're looking for kids in between 7 and 17. You fill that.
All right.
Here's how the contest goes, Libby. I'm going to tell you. No, I'm going to play you a clip of a Nickelodeon celebrity. And then I'm going to give you 3 verbal clues. And then you have 6 seconds to guess who that is. Okay, Libby?
Okay.
You understand? All right, good deal.
Do you watch Nickelodeon?
Yes.
All right.
Good. That's very important. It'll help.
Yeah.
Are you nervous right now?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't need to be nervous.
Let's get those nerves out. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's up with you?
You work?
Where do you
I
go
play
to
basketball.
There you go.
You play basketball?
Oh.
What grade are you in, Libby?
6th grade.
Yeah, where do you go to school?
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Shout out St. Thomas Aquinas.
Now we go. Now we know you, Libby. Now we can play the game, okay?
All your friends are listening. No pressure.
You're fine. Just pretend you're taking a free throw. You're fine. All right, Libby. I'm going to give you that audio clue right now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
How can we make more Krabby Patties without the secret formula?
Interesting.
Did you hear that, Libby?
Yes.
Okay, you probably already know, but we're going to give you the clues anyway just for fun, okay?
Just in case. Here are the three clues. Pineapple, Bikini Bottom, Patrick. You're 6 seconds.
That's my girl.
You
didn't even need it.
Libby!
See how easy that is, Libby?
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
And do you know what that means, Libby? Libby.
Yes.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
You and one of your parents are going to L.A. We are sending you to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yay! Yay! Who's going to be there, Kelly?
Libby, do you love Nick Jonas?
Yes.
Do you love Iggy Azalea?
Yes.
Do you kind of like Five Sauce, 5 Seconds of Summer?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. See, I had a feeling.
Because they think about underwear, isn't it?
They are all going to be there. We are so excited for you. Who are you going to take with you, mom or dad?
My mom.
Yeah, I think so. That'll be a fun mommy-daughter trip.
Yep. Yeah. Any brothers or sisters, Libby?
No.
Okay, good.
Only child.
Nobody will be
shout out, only child, Libby.
Congratulations.
Well, Libby's going to see it live.
Thank
you. Libby's going to see it live, and everybody else can watch it live Saturday, March 28th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and only on Nickelodeon.
That's right. We'll do that again tomorrow. Would you have gotten that one out?
Heck no.
You don't know who SpongeBob is?
I know SpongeBob, but I didn't recognize the voice.
Oh.
I've seen the picture.
You know, Krabby Patties. I've heard you guys talk about that before.
Krabby Patties.
I've never watched it, though.
My son's not into SpongeBob, but I watched it.
Oh, he will be.
He will be.
It's funny for adults. Adults love it.
It's got some great humor.
Okay. All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our red carpet interviews with Jim Parsons and Rihanna will be up at kidnation.com. Okay. Jenna's will be up at kidnation.com.
Oh, you got to go ahead and give yourself some credit. You said her name several times.
She said hi to me.
Yeah.
She did say hi.
And she reached out. It was like Titanic.
She let go.
It's never enough.
I know. Kelly, how are you feeling about the advice you're about to give?
I feel great.
Have many years of experience giving
advice. I've loved and lost many times over. I've made mistakes, learned from my mistakes.
Currently?
Currently what?
What's your current?
I'm good.
Okay, you're feeling
happy? I'm really happy right now.
Giddy Kelly's still in the house?
Yes.
All right, let's see what she's got in.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Have you ever broken up with someone right before you were supposed to go on a vacation?
Oh.
No.
Well.
Shout out, Jenna.
Yeah. I did not. I did not write this one. No. My boyfriend and I broke up last week and were supposed to go stay at his parents' beach house for spring break. I bought our plane tickets months ago since he's providing the place to stay. We've invited several other couple friends to fill the house, so there's not a spare bed in the place. He can be a real jerk when he drinks. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm a little scared of how this could go, but I don't want to miss out on a fun beach trip with my friends. Am I setting myself up to fail? Should I just eat the cost of the non-refundable plane tickets and stay home? Spring break plane tickets aren't cheap, and I'm in college, Tara.
I would skip it. Why would you? You know it's going to be.
Yeah.
Why would you put yourself through that? Sometimes lessons are learned are expensive ones. Just are. You don't. First of all, don't buy a non-refundable ticket ever again.
No,
don't do that.
I've never expected it.
This exact situation happened to me, and I bought plane tickets, and we were planning a trip to go.
You got
to
eat it.
Al's Bar. We were all going to go down there, and then a breakup, and it's like. Okay, well, not only do I not get to go on vacation, and then he's going to get the credit for a flight, and I guess I get to keep mine. Luckily, mine were somewhat refundable after all the fees, and it sucked.
It does.
But it's better than being on a trip with someone that you don't want to be with.
Why are you
going to
be miserable?
He's, like you just said, he's not a nice drunk. There's going to be drinking, partying going on. Everybody's going to be happy, but you're going to bring the room down. You don't want to be the person, and I am that person a lot of times that brings the room down.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Really? Yeah.
So I would just eat it and stay home. It's a hard, expensive lesson learned.
There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
When my husband and I got married, I thought I wanted a big family. Both of our siblings have kids, and I adore all of them. But since then, I've lost some weight and gotten my dream job, and well, having kids would really slow things down. My husband, on the other hand, still wants to decide when we should start really trying. I don't know how to tell him that we no longer share the same dream. When it's such a huge one, how do I do this?
Well,
Natalie,
you're as a woman, your womb will scream at you, your womb will weep, and then sometimes it just lies dormant there, and you're just going through a dormant phase. I'm telling you, it'll just hit you one day, and you're going to want. You can't like change the game on them and say, "I'm never having kids. Enjoy your cute little bikini body. Get through spring break and summer, whatever." But I mean, long term, your man's going to love your little squishy belly that you get, you know, gave him a child. I mean, that's just part of life. So I mean, yeah. Be selfish. I'm not saying it's wrong. A lot of people should put off having children until they get everything out of their system. But you can't just change the rules and not have any children with them. That's not fair. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing that you want to put it off. But just don't put it off forever.
That's okay to hold off.
You know, just hold off for a little while. How long did they say they've been married?
It doesn't say.
I mean, they might have just been newlyweds. And she's probably got all skinny for the wedding. And she thinks it's going to stay. Well, it ain't going to stay. She's going to get it back.
And usually when your siblings have kids, it scares you from having kids because you see how hard it is.
When I thought I wasn't going to have a child, I'd be like, I'm fine. I have a career. I can do what I want. I'm fine. And I truly was in that moment. And that's where she is. And then one day you're walking through the mall and you have to cut through the department store. And for some reason you end up in the baby section and you will have a pain in your gut. You have never experience for us an emptiness. I'm telling you, it hits you out of nowhere. You
I've heard you say it many times.
I gotta have a baby, and you just like I started crying.
What?
Yeah, it hits you. It's just something biological about it. It doesn't always hit everyone.
Doesn't it hit you like in the zeros and the fives when you turn like 25, 30?
That's the marriage thing.
It's weird. It hasn't hit me. When I was in my young 20s, I kind of, you know, but even though I wasn't ready, but I'm still not ready. And I just have not had.
You don't feel that, Jenna?
There's something weird. No, I mean, I think that I maybe would like to at some point, but I don't know. I haven't had that feeling yet.
I think you're going to meet the right man. You'd be like, I want to make a baby with him. I think it's just going to hit you like that.
Big Al, when's your baby?
Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, I'm good right now, dog. I'm good.
She said she would like a child if you guys do walk down.
Yeah. That's in her itinerary. Right.
So,
see, I had to take it out of mine. I'm too old.
Yeah,
I really am. I'm too old.
I might pop one out.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. I got to convince Al that's not a good thing.
I bought a ring for my girlfriend intending on proposing to her. But then I realized something. I'm like her project more than her boyfriend. She's so busy trying to fix me and make me the perfect man. There's no way she can even like me, much less really love me. I know that this is what women do. They try to change their significant other, but should a man feel like this is his only purpose in the relationship to be her fixer-upper and nothing more? That's from Ben. Ben, women get with men thinking they can change them. Men get with women thinking they'll never change.
It is fun to kind of, I mean, I did some really great things for, I personally believe they look better when I was done with them than they did when we started.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You get them to change their hair, you get them to change their clothes a little bit. But I mean, if it's constant nagging, it's grating on you, and you can tell when a woman just doesn't like you. You can just tell. You got that vibe, and it sounds like he's feeling it from her.
Yeah.
You can tell when somebody just doesn't. You can think you're in love. She could be just so thankful she has a boyfriend. But you can look at her, and you can tell by the way she talks to you. You can see if she rolls her eyes at you,
it
is over.
Do not ever.
Don't
ever marry a woman
around.
That rolls
don't
her eyes
give
at
a ring to a woman rolling her eyes at you. She doesn't like you.
Or a
she
man that rolls his eyes at you. Same
there's
thing.
No there's no respect there. So watch for the eye rolls. But it sounds like you know this isn't right. That's why you're thinking about proposing. Because you know it if it was right.
That means she'll drop you as soon as she finds whoever she does think is the right person for
sure.
Her.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Solid, Kelly.
The girls do like, I mean, you know.
You want somebody around. I get that.
And plus, I love having somebody to shop for. It's fun. You know, you want to.
It's cool to an extent.
We don't like
as
shopping.
As long as it's like you said, not the badgering and nagging type thing.
Here's what
then we're okay.
I used to ask Kenzie when we were dating if she wanted to go shopping. Does the store have a couch? And then I would go sit there while she shopped. That's how we do it as dudes.
See, and that's love.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we like to take it to the streets.
All right, Dantana, live out on the streets, talking to the people, because that's what we want to do here.
All right, Dantana, we'll get back to you, buddy.
Dantana.
Now, we found our friend Philip with two L's. You already got a tagline and everything, Philip.
Right?
You?
Yeah, tagline Philip with two L's. Hashtag follow me on Twitter, Philip J. Carter, because one L sucks. Obviously, spell it with two.
Obviously.
So we found Philip.
That's why we brought him in.
Right around Valentine's Day, and he is random, and he just says funny things.
Yeah.
And he tends to laugh after he says sentences, which is funny.
He made us laugh so hard just on a phone call, calling in randomly, that we brought him in and hired him.
That's right, but I
how easy it is.
Right. You're a New Orleans boy.
Yes, sir.
And then you've been moving around.
A little bit. You know, I'm kind of nomadic.
You're finding yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I've already found myself a couple times, then lost myself, and then came back, and currently I'm still finding myself, I guess.
How old are you, Philip?
I'm currently 19, sir.
That's what I was asking, your current age, yes.
Yeah, okay. Philip seems
to be... Some people like to throw out the half-age thing, and I'm like, that's just dumb. If you're going to tell me your age, don't tell me you're in a half. Just tell me your number.
When is your birthday?
It's actually July 14th. It's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, summertime.
So you're like 19
birthday.
And three quarters.
Yeah. You know, my fake ID says 21, though. So I'm like,
alrighty.
And why do I believe that one?
Right, right.
Philip, what have you been up to in the last few weeks since we...
Well, lately, I've been longboarding for cardio. I have a quarter of my palm missing because of that. Another road rash accident, so that's cool. I ate some dirt. That was fun. And I got groped by drunk women this weekend. So
yeah.
That was
really fun. Sounds like a perfect weekend.
We live such parallel lives.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It sounds like old Al.
Philip was just showing me his injuries. I'm like, you got more injuries? He's like, yeah, I saw these hot chicks. I was longboarding. You saw hot chicks and you tried to catch up and he fell.
See, what happened was they were pulling up to a stop sign and they showed me a smile really quick. And when I see a smile, I take that as I'm going to approach you. So they start driving off, and this is a pretty long hill, so I'm like, all right, I don't care.
Oh, they're in cars.
Yeah, they're in cars. I'm like, I start booking it down this hill on my board. I'm about to get it. I get down all cool, and I'm surfing, sidewalk surfing. Yeah, hit the pebble, and boom, ate some dirt. I limped over to the car like a little puppy. Hey, I'm filled with two L's. I'm on the show. Please, can I have your number? I just wiped out. I got a pity
can
number.
I got the pity number.
But can I have your number worked?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you got the number? I'm Philip with two L's from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Yeah, that is.
Name dropping work.
So you got groped by drunk women this weekend. What'd you do?
I actually went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Saw my boy Big Al out there.
Yeah, represent. Yeah.
I wish I could get him on the float, but apparently he likes to land tomorrow. I don't know why.
He likes the selfie queen more than he likes you, huh?
I guess the two L's just doesn't work for me.
I don't know. I have no excuse for myself.
What's up with that?
Pass the torch down, bro.
She showed up.
So did Philip.
I didn't see Philip at the time we were born. Anyway,
you know me. I'm a talkative person, and people are having a couple of drinks. Myself, I kind of can't because I'm underage.
Yeah,
so
you weren't drinking.
Yeah, I'm going to go along and talk to some people, and some people find me more attractive than others. Some don't, and some people like to grab my big, juicy butt more than others. I don't know why. I'm from New Orleans, so in case you don't know, I do have junk in the trunk. I got a badonk.
Badonky-donk.
All right, so Philip. We're about to play your first ever
exciting
street bit audio.
Man, the torch has been passed, and I'm trying to ignite the fire.
Al hasn't passed it yet because you can't find it. He lost
it. I'm trying to think of my first. It was when I kidnapped John Tesh. That was my very
first. That was your first one?
Yeah, I actually kidnapped John Tesh. Well, but anyway, this is not about me. This is about Philip.
No Philip felony was committed.
No. He just went out on the streets during St. Patrick's Day. Here we go, Philip. Wait, what'd you do? You did limericks?
Yeah, I did
We got to explain what you did.
It's poetry, and the first, second, and fifth line rhyme, as well as the third and fourth. And, you know, I wanted people to do it in an Irish accent. St. Patrick's Day, and I thought
right,
it would add to the bit.
Irish limerick.
Now we know. Yeah,
got it.
And when I went out, I was like, these suck. I was like, these are crap. I'm going to write my own. So I wrote something about y'all, and I thought they were pretty witty, so I got someone to say I'm an Irish accent.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a listen to Philip.
You wrote limericks about us and then had other drunk people read them.
Yeah, okay. White girl wasted people, actually.
Okay.
All right, still recording. So I'm filled with two L's, and today for the St. Patrick's Day bit, we have...
Bonnie,
what up, Bonnie? How's your Irish day?
It's been pretty... freaking fantastic. I've been drinking since 9.
You've been drinking since 9? Day drinking's the best drinking, actually, in my opinion. But don't underage drink because I'm 19.
At 25, I'm hiding in a Starbucks cup. It's as basic as it gets.
White girl wasted.
Yay.
Sarah, are you also getting white girl wasted like your friend?
Heck yeah, with my red hair. Going
are you actually Irish because you have green and red hair?
Everyone assumes that, so I'm going to go with yes. I got to ask my mom for that.
Are you a ginger or no? What would you classify yourself
as? I'm a daywalker because I like to go out in the sunshine.
So do you have a soul?
I have plenty.
Oh, cool.
Allie, are you white girl wasted, Allie?
I'm getting there.
I wish I was white girl wasted at this point. And I don't have my snapback, and I can't drink on the job, which sucks because, you know, I'm on the radio, so I can't do that because it's illegal.
Makes sense.
And it sucks because I'm not 21 yet. I know I look 21, but I'm not, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Whatever, dude.
I tried to converse a little, and everybody was just, oh, my God. So I just kept going back to the same
thing. Can you shut up and let me get back to drinking?
Yeah, right. How do you do there, Big Al Mac?
Talking to drunk people is, you know, there's a fine line. Yeah, and especially when you're not drunk or drinking.
Inebriated myself. Let's call it inebriation.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very difficult because you're thinking, okay, this is funny to drunk people, but is it funny to sober people or people driving to work on a Monday morning or whatever time it is? So, you know, there's a fine line there. So.
And Philip's not going to get that many opportunities to talk to drunk people because he can't go to the bars yet because he's 19. So this is one of those few times you're going to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, because it's just a parade in the street.
Yeah. So far, so good, Al.
So far, so good. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We got to run everything through Al.
Yeah, he's the filter.
Hey, that's my boy right there.
We still have limericks.
So we got the limericks. You wrote these yourself, Philip.
Yes, I did. I woke up at about 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I don't have a hangover right now. I do not have a dry mouth, and I do not have a corn dog taste. Let's get to work. I start typing on the computer, and y'all don't know about this, but I like to freestyle too, not just Jenna. So I put my freestyling, you know, lyrics to work, and I made some poetry. So it's
here we go.
And poetry.
Oh, okay. Let's take a listen to the limericks that Philip came up with.
Well, I really hope I can pull something out of the back of my head because I'm not really good at this.
Something like out of your gluteus miss maximus, right?
Yes, I said.
Oh, all right,
let's read some limericks.
Leave it to Big Al Mac to ruin a bit even when he's not on the bit.
That's my bus in the background. Sorry about that.
What are you doing?
I had no idea you was doing a bit. I had no idea. But that's what we do. We ride on the bus and we blow the horn.
Big Al Mac is just
you
honking away.
You had to interrupt that just to say that was my bus's horn?
Yeah.
All right, let's read some limericks.
That sounds good. His skin is dark, but his soul is pale. I line is a beard, but it's still a male. Captain's an F-150. McKinney leaves you tipsy. The man's a voice factor fail. 5 foot, a female and 10. Fart and buff, just like a man. No shorts, just shorts. Lion face lies in a place. On second thought, her name should be Stan. Mental illusions or simple intrusions. Either way, he's stuck in confusion. Nuts for squirrels, Kinsey's
oh
his girl. We must be using him for amusing.
Al.
What? I can't hear.
Al.
I could not interview it all that day, dude.
Dang
it behind me, and I'm smiling. I'm like, oh, my God, now at all times.
How annoying you are now. Do you hear it?
This is what it's like to go to your bar.
No, yeah, imagine that in a closed space.
That's when you funny. Listen to the rest of it, something else also happened, not just Al.
Okay.
Al contributed.
All right.
So Philip wakes up early in the morning, come up with limericks, and you honk
and
away.
And I ruined it.
I'm trying to make a living, man. I'm trying to put grubs in my pocket. You better not let me make money.
Who did you get to do this?
Some girl?
Random drunk girl?
Random.
Oh, yeah. I literally walked up, you know, my longboard. People see me and see Swole, and they're like, hey, I'm on the Crack Morning Show. Do some limericks. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. I want to be on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lizzie.
Who is Lizzie?
Lizzie is a theater actor. She is a young female who thinks that she had an Irish voice and thought she was lively enough and above the legal level to come interview with me.
Okay, let's finish listening to the limericks / Al's horn.
Psychopath, when it's time for bath, we all know a child.
Might have to do this last one again because of this damn 18-wheeler, because that's loud. All right, I can edit all this out, don't worry. And then comes the fire truck.
Al's done?
Yeah, Al's done if somebody else decides to contribute.
Yeah, that's cool.
Apparently, Al radioed the person behind me and said he's got to mess it up more.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hold on, JC. When you're trying to do interviews at these loud events, of course, that adds to the ambiance, you know, having all of the background
noise.
Yeah,
that's what you call it, ambiance.
But it also can really severely impede your bit producing process because there's too much noise back there. You can't talk to people.
Yeah, I learned that day.
Again.
Yeah.
Balance.
You know, I tried walking them off into the parking lots near the dumpsters, but I looked kind of sketchy, like I was doing something.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. You got to make sure that they come in groups, that they don't feel like you're going to do something.
Right. Hey, young woman, come down this alley with me.
Yeah, and this piece of paper alone away from your group really quick.
Yeah, and you're intoxicated. That's weird. All right.
Psychopath.
All right. Try it one more time. It just did not stop that day.
Psychopath, when it's time for bath, we all know her, child. I sit and laugh when I hear the wrath as thoughts in air compile. Hair ablaze and hint of berry, fragrant, divine, attitude scary. Berry path, do the math, Kelly crack a smile.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried.
All right, Philip, you got to drop this whole I got to smile all the time crap.
What was wrong with that, Kelly?
Every time I see him.
Hey, man, you got to release endorphins in your brain sometime.
You want Kelly to smile more, Philip.
I don't smile enough for Philip's liking.
We need to do a selfie challenge, like a 30-day month selfie challenge. Me and Kelly will take a smiling selfie every day.
Oh, God, Philip.
Philip is the guy that will walk in here at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't, wide awake.
Like he's like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like, yeah, wide awake, smiling, yeah. Cracking jokes.
And I like that. I like that. Now, I've had a lot of fail bits in my day.
Okay, Al?
I have. Trust me. And I really don't know why a kid kept me. And come to find out, he did want to fire me. But what I would try and do, every time you can't hit a home run, right? So I learned that very early on. And so I started aiming to just get on base with, like, maybe a walk.
Okay.
Or maybe get hit by the ball.
Why are you telling this story right now?
I'm just telling Philip, you know, sometimes when you're trying to do like make a big bit, sometimes it's okay to make a small bit.
So how would you have done that differently?
I would have shot the man blowing the horn in the background. But I would have started with first.
You're not being a good coach or mentor.
Some of the horn was me. Some of it was not.
Yeah.
You did find interesting people, but what I would do constructively, I would find out a little bit more about the person before we launch into the bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that you were just telling us.
You know, get a feel for the people.
So, hey, Lizzie, tell us about you. Well, apparently he did. He found out she was an English or a theater major and stuff.
Right, maybe that on tape.
Yeah. Maybe they edited that out.
Could be.
Greggles actually had some good audio. I had some limits from a bunch of people, actually. But my fails are a tad bit more funny than drunk people.
So what are you planning on doing next, Philip?
Well, I'm taking lemon water challenge right now, so I'm probably going to go work out, and then after that, figure out with Mikey what to do next to my street bits. I personally would like to take a megaphone out and do some random things. I don't know what to incorporate
now
with this.
That's just a blatant ripoff now.
Uh-oh. Well, Al?
We have done that. I mean, it's not to say that it can't be done again. I mean, we've done it.
Hey, history repeats itself.
I've done it.
The past shows.
We've done it.
All new audience.
But it's a different take on the megahorn because my megahorn bit was different than your megahorn bit compared to Shannon's megahorn bit.
And my megahorn bit will be different from your megahorn bit and y'all's megahorn bit.
Exactly.
And one thing, like sometimes I would do a bit and it would be about me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would do a bit and it's about the person or the people. So you have to make sure you know who it's about. You know what I'm saying? Here's an example of me at the courthouse. Go ahead.
You pulled examples?
Yeah.
Hello, young lady. I'm just asking people, what are they doing at the courthouse on Valentine's Day?
Well, I had a court date.
Yeah, a court date. What was the charge?
Assault.
You assaulted you so little?
My husband.
You assaulted your husband?
Well, I didn't assault him, but he accused me of it.
Oh, really? How'd you come out?
Well, it's postponed till March.
Oh, man. So what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I guess you're not doing anything with him.
I've gotten a divorce.
Not one of the better ones, but.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.